fucking pimp talk, man. We gonna drop knowledge and do all that other shit, man. We ain't come with no hate shit. We gonna spit real shit no matter what the fuck. Hey, you don't believe me? Check it out, man.
Thank y'all for tuning in on this lovely Monday. Lovely, lovely, lovely Monday night, like I always say, man. Again, I would like to thank y'all for tuning in to Pimp Talk. Of course, y'all know this is Pimp Slim, and as usual, I got my co-host, my dog, Young B, the Truth.
Sadly, Pimp.
Shit, man. Not a goddamn thing, brother.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. And then, you know, we got our partner over there with the dolphin hat on today. He ain't got no sand on it. Mr. Dollar.
Just me. I'm just here being gay. a participating member of Pimp Talk. Yes.
Straight out the gate.
What? I ain't even do.
Straight out the gate?
Saying I'm participating?
He wasn't here when that just happened. Okay.
Moving on.
I forgot. What did he say?
What's that? What? I thought I was foul.
That Jesus nigga is quick.
Big.
No. You can't clean that one up.
I didn't do a damn thing.
Raggy?
Y'all gonna have to circle the bar, goddammit.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Circle the bar.
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if y'all on, y'all got the, Roku. Well, the Fire TV, man. Y'all tune in to RTV, man.
Talk about anything else.
Soon we're going to be on that bitch live. You know what I'm saying? If you're on YouTube, go hit the subscribe button. And what the other thing is, bro?
That notification bell.
Bing. Notification bell. Bing, bing, bing.
Just like whatever that was.
Right there. I think that might have been my notification bell right there. Yeah, my notification bell right there. Then also, you know what I'm saying, we got something that can link y'all directly to it, man. Pimp Talk Podcast. Y'all go hit the subscribe and get that thing up. Also, you know what I'm saying, I had to put that out there, you know what I'm saying, so everybody got to go looking for it. We got some direct thing for you. You know what I'm saying? That part. Now, since Dollar done got that shit started.
What? Right? Yeah, I was like, dog, what?
He's like, what did right I do? Damn.
We didn't rehearse none of this. That's how you gonna start?
That's how you gonna start, Raggy. Yeah.
But you know,
everybody tuning in, y'all already know how we do, man. Every episode, we gotta give out them celebrations, and we gotta give out them flowers. And we always start with the celebrations. All right, so how we gonna start that thing off? We're gonna start the celebrations off with Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever.
See, look here, man.
But I know he got tired of doing
what?
This is not the only movie I done, nigga.
It's not.
It really wasn't.
Y'all ain't seen Jane Brown.
Y'all ain't seen 42.
Y'all ain't seen 42.
21 Bridges.
Best from the King. Anything? You know, come on, bro. Like, yeah, man. Like, that man right there was a great actor, man.
Oh, they gonna say we seen Avengers.
And you know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy? As good as an actor as he was, that's gonna be the most noticeable one because it was on such a big platform. I think
that was our hero. He was our black superhero.
He was the black superhero, and he didn't have a cape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it seemed like he had his own shit going on. So yeah, that shit was kind of cool. That shit was cool if I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, well, you a king of all this right here. Like, you run all this right here. The only thing you gotta do is spin the ball and you're gonna control everything around there. That's like next level technology shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, it was dope. It was dope, but I hate people only think of him as
Panther.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like, got other good movies. Well,
he does, bro.
He's a great actor.
Like you said, 21 Bridges.
That's the one.
Here we go right here.
That's the one for me. 42. That's 21 Bridges.
Let's do it. 21 Bridges.
That's the one.
And see, that's another thing.
Hold up. The five Bloods.
He ain't even live long enough to really.
He was in Gods of Egypt.
Yeah, bro. He was the brain. He was the smart, dude in Gods of Egypt. That was a pretty dope one, too.
Message from the King was outstanding.
It was, man.
Marshall was good.
Like I told people, bro, I think he was the most.
Damn, I forgot about Marshall. Marshall was good.
I think he was the next thing to Denzel, bro, for real.
because he just had that kind of energy to me, man. He was a dope artist. I forgot my Rain Black Bottom. Boy, she that woman looked like hell in that movie. Good God, she looked like hell in that movie, boy. I just wanted to put that out there. But, you know, they said that man actually sit up there and learn how to play the trumpet for that shit, though. Like, he didn't.
Really?
That's crazy. That shows dedication.
That's what I was going to say. Dedication to the job right there.
That's why I hate that he died, man. Because, like, ain't no telling what he would have, like, I know he would have had a great career, man, because he was a great actor for real, man.
We got a ranking for him?
I honestly think he got cut down too early, man. But
I agree.
Like,
I think he could have been up there though.
But like, if I had to compare him to anybody, like I said, I gotta compare him to Denzel, bro. Yeah, that's just me though. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a fair comparison. No cap.
And it just so happened that Denzel paid for that man's tuition through his film school. What's the odds of that shit right there?
It was meant to happen, bro.
It was
meant to be.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't think Denzel found out to, you know, Chadwick won that award, bro.
Crazy. Crazy.
What up, cuz? My boy Robert, what up? Oh, my nigga, Boogie.
Boogie, what's going on? What's up, Rob?
What up with it, man? Thank y'all for tuning in, man.
Dialine.
Yes.
So,
participating.
You ain't got nothing? You ain't got nothing for Mr. Chadwick?
What's your favorite one?
I like A Message from the King.
That was different. It definitely was different. What about you, bro?
I got 21 Bridges.
21 Bridges was tough.
That's my shit. I ain't gonna cap. I seen that. That killed everything for me. I was like, yo, this movie. And it didn't end how I thought it was gonna end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, yeah, that one different.
I'm gonna be angry with you. I seen this was the last one I seen from. I ain't even know he played the role, bro. But as crazy as it is, I'm gonna have to give it to the Jane Brown movie.
The one I didn't see.
Bro, he embodied Jane Brown in that motherfucker.
I bet he killed him, I ain't even know
Jane Brown talked like that.
Papa don't take no mess.
See, no, baby. You know,
what? Shout out to James Brown.
Like, I thought he did. Yeah, then he got talking.
I do have a question for y'all, though.
What that?
How y'all feel about when everybody kind of criticized him about getting thin? Y'all remember that part before he died? How y'all felt about that?
I think Jess, what the hell? What did Jess? That chick, the little comedy chick,
Jess Hilarious.
Yes, I think she felt like shit.
She
felt like shit. But see, like me, bro, I said when I seen him that look, I was like, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Rainey's Black Bottom.
I thought the same thing too, though.
Yeah, that's the one with the that chick was looking real horrible. That little same. Yeah.
Stop it.
It was a good. That was a good movie too, though. It was just hard to look at her.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard 42. Yeah.
Y'all eat shit.
whoever made her look like that was shit.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, man. But, you know, yeah, man.
I did feel bad because I think just looking at her, like, man. Because you thinking that he was, I thought he might have been.
Doing it for a role or something.
For a role. Yeah. And then I started thinking, like, damn, this nigga is going kind of the extreme for a role, goddamn it. Nigga, going back to what we was talking about, nigga, you got to get back to Black Panther.
That's what everybody thought.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can't get this skinny because we want to see you as Black Panther.
Thought that nigga was doing like,
and he had the cancer before he even took the role of Black Panther. Yeah. So even while he was casting Black Panther, he was already fighting the.
Him and his wife kept it on the towels. Ain't nobody even know, bro.
That's strong. That's strength right there.
And Denzel, he told that man, you got a good one. The way she sent up there, sticking by your side, Denzel didn't even know, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man.
You're a good dude. Nobody says anything bad about you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's another thing.
That's what I'm saying.
But they did. They did with the whole, because I wasn't on that either.
You heard something bad? Like, you talking about like when he got little?
As far as like when he got little type.
I don't think that's saying nothing bad. It's just criticizing.
They kind of went off, man.
But it was some people saying, is he on that stuff? You know, he
ain't
Hollywood.
Yeah, see, they clowned him. I didn't take it as that either.
That's where we go with it now. Like, we always assume the negative before, like, is how what it could possibly be. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he be drugging that hard and he was, like, at the...
He was on the top of
the
game.
He was at the top. Like...
Nigga was trying to be Denzel next.
Hey.
All right.
He was on his way.
He was knocking, though. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you live your life to the fullest and you fulfill everything and, you know, it's your time to go, man, what can you do? I just condone it for, sticking out as long as he did, bro.
Do y'all like Chadwick more than Michael B?
Yes. Easily.
Yep. I would say that. And Michael B. Jordan, he's a good actor, man. I like the young dude. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I like him. It's a little questionable in his choice of...
I had to ask it, right? Because Michael B. is...
You didn't have to.
I had to ask it.
That's a good question, though. He gets that.
Okay. I think they're in different lanes. They are
in different lanes. So.
Yeah, he played in a whole bunch of roles I can't see Michael B. Jordan taking. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you actually see goddamn Michael B. Jordan do 42?
Nah, he couldn't do that. I don't think he could have
James
that.
Brown.
Nah, he definitely couldn't do the James Brown.
Nigga, I ain't no chat with the James Brown. Nigga, that's not that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But nah, bro, like I think he was a level up from what you call it. Don't get it fucked up now that
Michael B. Give him credit now. We don't want
that boy hard now. That boy hard. I ain't gonna lie, cause it wasn't that Prime movie they put out, something about remorse or something. But that nigga was a beast in that motherfucker. Hey, man, RIP to Chadwick Boseman.
RIP, Chad.
He was the next Denzel. There will never be another.
Oh, man.
Besides the true.
All right, one last question.
What's the question?
Can they replace him?
Fuck no. I'm trying to see how they going to do Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, because the sister just quit.
She
got fired, I think. One of them.
Just don't make it like Fast and the Furious after Paul Walker died. Okay?
They're going to do that.
They're going to have a he
walked off into the sunset scene. You know they're going to have a...
But
they ain't going to just...
Let this be the last movie. Don't continue this shit on like six movies after the man dies.
Oh no, they're not doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, because they're in a new phase of Marvel, anyways.
Let this be the last. Just go on past the torch on to something.
Somebody got two characters to replace too. People done already got accustomed to. So
hey, man, that's probably why they push that thing back. Well, damn. Now I know, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well,
look at COVID. That goddamn clothesline from behind.
The dramatic exit.
You know they're going to do it. What's up, Jay? That's my niece right there. Love you to death. All right. The next form of celebrations. Bill Weathers, man.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
I know that's not his song, but don't come for me. But he killed it. He killed that. That's fire song.
Hell, I thought he was originally. What the fuck do I
know? You know what?
Hey man, but lean on
man, he's crazy.
Lean on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lovely day.
That's my shit. That's the one. That's the one.
Come on, bro.
That's the one.
Ain't no sunshine.
I still take lovely day first. Sunshine. Ain't no sunshine is hard too though. That line, you got a favorite?
Use me, probably.
You just hit me with that one. I forgot all about that one. I gotta go through it. That might be it. Keep on using me up until you use me up.
Yeah,
damn, that's throwback as fuck. You gonna make me listen to
it. Ain't no sunshine. You actually listen to the word, bro. Like, I actually listened to it when I got old. I was like, that shit, that was crazy, man. Like, so ain't no sunshine when she gone.
Back when music was music.
Yeah.
That's music, though, boy.
Like, so ain't no telling when she's coming home.
Mm.
But ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Killed it.
Bro, Well, that man, I love that man music. I always did though. Like that was that good cleanup music right there when I was younger. Right there. You know what I'm saying? Billy Weathers made some great music. I thought he was like
watching you, watching me. Oh,
look at that! Ooh. Look at that nigga. He finna go dance.
Phoenix, let's go and cut a rug tonight, baby. At the Ray's Boom Boom Room. Let me take you to the cash bar.
I hope you too, so we can world star your ass.
World star my ass.
Yeah, we gonna world star the fuck out of you.
Uncle Dowling got
that. You got a hidden camera when you do it.
Nick, hold first of all,
world star the fuck out of you.
First,
this old clown nigga.
First of all, not to be that braggadocious.
But you gonna be that braggadocious. Come on, I am. I know. Come on.
So we went on this outstanding cruise last year. No. That's for the next story. I got you. This story kind of involves Jay-Z.
Of course it do.
So we went on the cruise. No. I fucks with the homie, man. Go on this cruise. And they say, hey, you. Out of like a boat of like 500 people. Come into this dance competition.
Nigga had a breakdancing suit on.
I got a whole. No, it was an all white party, boy. I was player mode out in that thing. I cut wood. Pause. Pause. It was a boat. The boat. Oh, you know, goddamn rug.
I cut a wood. What?
Pause.
This your homie.
That's your man.
That's your man.
Back to Bill Withers, y'all. I ain't gonna go into this. I'm from Florida, man. I got some dancing moves.
This man been dropping classics for years, though, man. Like I don't know why I thought he was in the 80s. He was really making music in the 70s.
Yes.
You know, most of the music that we listen to, it's like you hear a lot of people in there remixing a lot of these beats and shit, man. That man made some classics.
Damn, he was before the 80s, huh?
Yes, sir. Back when music was music, that bye.
I like the 80s, though.
Yeah, I did, too. But, you know.
Can you honestly say you like the 70s better than the 80s?
The 70s had some good music, though.
70s. I think the 80s might have it, no cap. The 80s might have it.
Far as what?
As far as, like, music as a whole.
I like the 70s, bro. They had goddamn Barry White. Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they had that shit. They had the motherfucker really, like, just melting out their clothes. By.
It starts with them. It starts with them.
Yeah. And, you know, my boy Marvin came later on in the 80s, so I get why you saying that. You know what I'm saying?
The 80s is
strong, he was what he was, late 70s?
70s in the 80s, brother.
Well, he died in a great year, 85, come on. What about Al Green?
Definitely 70s.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. They just carried on to the 80s.
Yeah, they just slid right into the 80s.
Like wet pussy. He sounds like Nephew Tommy. He do though.
Man.
He sounds like Nephew Tommy. Oh shit, boy.
Y'all going off tonight. Y'all going off tonight.
I'm just here.
I'm just here so I don't get fired by myself.
That's what he always say.
Participating.
You started with the opening line, though.
I'm just participating.
Hey, man.
Now.
Hey, man, if you haven't, just go and check out some of the Bill Weather classic, man. He was a great musician. Like, I think he was in the Navy or some shit before, too. Ooh. So everybody don't know that about him, man. But yeah, dude, I put out these people so everybody go and look them up and just check them out, man. Keep their name alive. You know what I'm saying? Even if you just go and look at some of the music videos or just go listen to the music, man. He was a great artist. Great artist.
Yes, he was in the Navy. Yes.
Say what?
Got to have a 70s versus 80s talk.
70 versus 80s talk.
I think that's a hot conversation.
I ain't gonna care.
Hey, man,
that's a hot conversation.
Hey, R.I.P. Bill Weathers, man.
R.I.P. Bill. We do need to do that, though.
No, we circle back around to
70 versus 80s.
70s versus 80s talk? Mm.
I think that'll be hot.
70 got some heavy motherfuckers.
Boy. They do. I mean, but look, 80s got MJ.
A 70s.
Whitney.
Okay. Pimp Talk. 70s saying. Versus 80. Mm-hmm. Versus. We can't really play the songs, but we could pull like the.
Verses?
We could pull the. Yeah, 70s versus 80s versus.
You might be on to something. You might be on to something, man. That might work.
70 got some heavyweight people, though, bro.
Yeah, 70 got some heavyweight
people. Look, whatever episode we do that for, that got to be a special episode, right?
Hey, bro, 70 got some heavyweight motherfuckers, bro. I ain't gonna lie, now. Like you said, the 80s got Prince, MJ, Whitney.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
There's some hitters in there.
New Edition.
But would we be doing 70s Mike versus 80s Mike?
Saying Mike had the nose.
Yeah.
You know, we pulled up that shit last time.
I got a light skinned friend look like Michael Jackson.
I'm out. I'm not doing this.
He already killed that nigga on that shit.
He did, man. Mama turned it.
Nigga said Mama turned it off. Mama just turned it
he
right
going
now.
Going again. No,
just
turn it off.
It off right now, Mama.
Turn it off.
Oh shit, man! All right, man.
Gotta go
with
Phil Collins.
That's why.
I'm just saying, man.
I can feel it.
The '80s might be it, man. No. We can do that though. That's got to be a special episode.
Let's save that from that episode.
Isley's 70 Isley.
I gotta put it. Look, the 70 Isley when they dress like women before they did it today. Boy, I know you
before
seen
they
that
did it today.
I know you seen that cover.
Where they dressed like women in the '70s before they did it.
The niggas on that. Hello, girl. Clothes tighter than the females. Come on.
We gotta move on.
Does that nigga got on a fishnet halter top?
We got to stop. We got
with this
flowers. We can't do this.
Hey, man. Y'all know what we do. We got to go out them flower net, man. That was a good idea.
Hurry. Hey,
70 versus 80. That's a good ass idea.
Hurry.
I'm going to definitely got to do that. I'm going to have to write something down now.
Y'all tune in for that. That's going to be special. That episode got to be special. Whenever we do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga, I can't even get the flower right, guys.
Cause I'm over here.
Look, every time we try to get these flowers, buddy.
Because he's talking, I'm waiting on him. Yeah. Flowers.
Okay.
I want you to feel me while I'm on your mind. Give you some of the reminisce and think about. Until next time, when I make you mine. Yeah.
First form of flowers that I'm gonna give out today is from a nigga they say I look like. It's Mike Epps. So fuck you if you already said it.
No, hey, I had to put up a different picture. Like, hey, I was looking for the same picture, right? I ain't gonna do it like that.
I
put up the totally different picture.
No.
I put up a totally different Mike Epps.
That nigga look like somebody's uncle right there.
Uncle Mike.
That is. Yeah, he like somebody uncle right there. Okay, then what up, unk?
What up, unk?
What happening, nephew?
Yeah,
he do look like the unk now.
Yeah, he do though.
That's current Mike.
Yeah, that's money Mike right there.
Yeah, man, shout out to Mike. Yeah, man, he been out here doing big shit, man, for the comedians and shit. Like I told you, boy, before we even started, I felt like my man is the gatekeeper of comedy right now.
I think he still look like.
I can't disagree with that.
I think my boy the gatekeeper of comedy. I heard you, dollar. I heard you, bro. Some other things still look like.
y'all don't say that. Just look at the camera. Just look at the screen. Don't say that. Don't even look at him. Just look at the screen.
You see, you gonna slide it, right? Yeah. You gonna slide
it.
You
knew we gonna do it. You knew we were gonna do it.
I told you, gotta be listening to this nigga.
That's why. Don't look straight at him. Just act casual. And look at my hips.
You can't never see his
knees
eye.
Rubbing.
And look back at him. This is Money Mike. This is Walmart Mike. This is.
Did you say Walmart?
What?
Mike?
No. What? I did not say nothing like
he
that.
He said this is this a shit Walmart, is Mike.
This shit is recorded.
What you said, what'd you say?
We're going to see it.
You
know I'm
going to
fire
his
ass up.
Wait. What you said, hold up. How can we do all these bars and then when Dollar has a bar, it's like, I can't believe he went there.
Because he tried to hide it.
Oh, be open with it. Okay.
We've been telling you that. Oh, like, nigga, if you going to shoot, you might as well just get out there.
Don't be shooting that little shit. Shoot that little shit.
Oh, man.
Quick.
Grab your rocket launcher.
Quick.
Boom. Just go for it.
You broke my nose, man.
But yeah, back to my uncle, Mike Epps. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, boy, before, I feel like he's the gatekeeper of comedy. You know what I'm saying? He keeps some of these boys, like, really on the tour with him. Like Carlos Miller, Desi Banks, and I think it's like DC Young Fly, all the young comedies right now. You know what I'm saying? Because he already know what it's like to come up in the game, and them boys ain't really gatekeeping. They closing the gate on your ass like, ah, nigga, who you supposed to be?
He is one of those guys that do that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I realized that once he talked about that on Breakfast Club. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then I've been peeping what he been doing the last couple of years. I said, okay, then. That's what you're supposed to do, though. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to try to pass it on to you young dudes, but, like, Steve Harvey ain't even do that.
Nah. You expect Steve Harvey to do that?
I'm just saying, he ain't do it. He didn't do that. Cedric the Entertainer didn't really do that. You get what I'm saying?
None of them did. Kevin does try, I think.
He did try in the beginning.
But like,
he ain't still doing it?
Kevin most on Kevin.
I think Cat trying. Whenever we got Cat working.
Yeah. Cat was just too real for these folk, bro. He just in that shit and them folk didn't like that. On top, he beating up.
Getting beat up.
Yeah, Cat just eliminated himself off the scene.
By Baby Zion.
Literally grabbed him by his shoulders.
That was a big ass 15-year-old. And kind of like, y'all wonder why I'm out here defending myself.
That nigga swinging his feet and shit.
But see, like, that's why I gotta give it to Mike Epps, bro, because he stayed out the way of all the bullshit. That nigga just funny and special in the head right there. Mike Epps is a fucking fool, boy.
He is.
But like, you know, like I said last time, he ain't been punching babies in the face. You know what I'm saying? He been doing stand up and making movies. Now I don't know what to say about this, about the black shit. I just seen the second one and I was like, bro, what the fuck?
It was horrible.
Did I just waste my hour and a half watching?
He started good. Mike Epps started good. He got a lot of misses towards the later.
I think that was like one of his main productions, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he's trying to go into the producing shit. Though.
I mean,
it wasn't no scary movie. You know what I'm saying? Like Scary Movie 1 and 2 is just fucking classic. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
beat that. They were my baby Regina Hall come from. We're going to talk about her later on. Yeah, man. Like, did you watch the second one?
There was no need to.
Owen Wilson was funny as shit in that motherfucker.
I didn't miss it.
Like
I seen the first one.
It had your boy Lil Duval in there. You know what I'm saying? And I see why you say what you say about, you know.
Not funny.
You know, on top of seeing him do that little smutty dance out by the beach. I was like, bro, why is this nigga out by the beach twerking while you smoking?
He not funny, man. First of all, why you telling me he twerking? Yeah. In a movie.
No, not the movie. I'm talking about he did that on one of his posts.
Oh, he just, this is real life, Lil Duval.
Real life, Lil Duval.
Even worse, right? why is he somewhere?
And you know that shit, it was off of the Quavo and Bobby Shmurda. He's gonna get this money. He was doing the Bobby Shmurda on the beach by himself.
Yeah, see. Made a lane for Lil Duval. I just want y'all, not y'all, just people in general.
Now look,
y'all carved a lane for niggas like him.
I'm gonna say this: I choose Mike Epps rap over Lil Duval, but Lil Duval knew what to do to make a song. I'm living my best life. He made a relatable ass song, a fucking slogan. And what are these motherfuckers saying? What's they saying, bro?
Go ahead,
can you deny it, Dollar?
I can't, man.
You know what that nigga said? I'm living my best life.
And it's a whole.
It's genius.
It was fucking genius. And it had Snoop on it.
Well, that was the seller. So.
Nobody knew who the second nigga was on there, but they knew Lil Duval and nigga Snoop on there. I'm living my best life. Ain't worried about you, nigga. I'm living my best life. Bruh, the motto for these motherfuckers. They still living by what they
It was like the CeeLo fuck you song.
Yes. Like, but look though, like what's everybody saying? Like when they out by a beach or something, what they capture say? Living my best life. I'm so tired of that shit. You sad as fuck behind that camera though.
But what if they are living their best life? Because I think I might have did that once.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. You living your best life. At I think you might have done that. How long ago was that?
At that moment.
How long ago was that?
Yesterday.
At that moment.
And you know,
till I had, till goddamn.
Last week.
I spent all the money and then I was like, well, goddamn.
Well, you know what?
My boy living Mike my best life costs a, like a motherfucker.
Exactly. Man. And my boy Mike Epps got a song called Is You You, nigga. Huh? Is no, You You.
I'm always me.
Mike Epps did music.
Yeah.
This yes, man's nigga. Movie.
Yeah.
The House Next Door. Y'all
be
quiet so
now.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet now.
Yeah.
See that nigga did music.
Let me
shut up.
Where's the money?
See, okay, The House Next Door, Meet the Black too. That was. You need Jesus on
50
that
Shades right of Black.
He was funny.
Anybody seen that?
Nigga, he was in Hancock.
Uncle Drew, y'all. I didn't see Uncle Drew. Did y'all?
It was
Uncle
for
Drew?
A quick minute though.
Did y'all see Uncle Drew?
Yeah.
I did.
This Uncle nigga Drew was in How High too.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Said why? I
didn't Girls see Trip.
The trap was stupid.
Jacob Promoter was funny as fuck though.
The Hangover 3.
He was the Hangover 3. He was the Dre, the other Dre.
Of course, like next Friday, Resident Evil Apocalypse. They got him in and got him out of there. About the Benjamins.
Did,
how y'all
like two?
How y'all
like
feel two. About the Benjamins? That
I
movie.
Like them in Resident
that
Evil.
That is the most memorable role after
I
Day
like
Day.
All about the Benjamins.
That is the most memorable role after Day Day.
I would have took a sequel to that.
Somebody told me it was a good movie. I didn't believe it.
Really? You never seen that one?
Yeah, somebody told me my black card was taken.
You know, because everybody was goddamn.
Black card ain't taken.
Yeah, he was in School Dad. School Dad's funny as fuck, by the way. School Dad's, everybody need to go check that shit out. That shit up funny as fuck. It got, I think it's a Nick Cannon production.
Okay.
But,
what he said? What movie you just had, Nah?
Oh, they're All About the Benjamins?
Yeah, everybody remember the
I didn't watch it.
45, 47.
That's where that come from.
Oh. Bait.
He said oh. Sorry. Didn't see it.
Yeah. Still didn't change the back.
Yeah, Dollar don't drink Kool-Aid either. Or eat watermelon.
Oh.
Actually no.
What?
Yeah.
Actually no.
Black card provoke.
Oh.
Revoke, man. My bad.
I mean, not since fucking night.
Oh, you white suit Dollar for real.
Yeah, he wasn't Soul Man. God damn.
He did a lot of shit now.
Hey, man. And he a gatekeeper. Come on. Lottery ticket. Yeah, everybody don't be wanting to give Mike Elton prop, bro. I don't know why.
You know.
Everybody don't never want to give me prop. That's why I don't never really say that when everybody be talking about comedy and shit. Everybody don't never want to give
me
prop.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and ask the question.
Ask the goddamn question then.
Is Mike Elton really the funniest?
Ain't nobody saying he's the funniest.
I'm
not the funniest.
Okay, so it's hard to give somebody props when they don't fall in the best category.
He started good though.
Okay, let me just say this. I always chose
now
Mike.
We respect the dude. We respect him, but when we're talking about him being a comedian, it's not like people don't want to. They don't want to give him his props.
Let Pippin say this shit right here. I always chose Mike.
Pippin 101
over goddamn Kevin Hart. I always show my girl Kevin Hart. I just felt like Kevin Hart was just trying too hard.
As far as comedy.
Like, bro, we know you funny, my nigga. You ain't always got to be goddamn funny. You know what I'm saying? It's always, you ain't always got to be funny,
he
bro.
He kind of does, though, right? Because just think about nigga? This. No. If he's not funny, you going to watch him?
Bro, it's okay. Like, have you watched the last two movies that he made?
I'm so off.
Like, they're not comedian. They're actually good fucking movies. Yeah.
They actually
like the one about fatherhood. That shit was good as fuck. It had the little, it had the comedy in it, but the message behind.
What is the last one he did? The based on the true story with him and his brother.
Yeah,
that was pretty tight. How that circled around.
Yeah.
So you like unfunny. Kevin Hart.
I like anybody that tries to grow.
And see Mike Epps been in that though. You know what I'm saying? Like he played the dude uncle on the basketball. What you call it?
What was the series? What movie
what
was
the
it?
Fuck was that?
Because he was serious hell in that movie.
Yeah, but he was funny as hell.
He
though.
Killed that shit too.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the.
I forgot what one that was, bro. I hate how they killed him off on that motherfucker. But yeah.
You know why.
Nah, bro. He was actually like good ass part of that movie. I mean, or that series right there. I think that shit was on Showtime or something. Mm-hmm. About the dude that was a basketball star.
Yeah. And he got drafted, and he had to take care of his whole family, and he was, cause he was trying. And then the other brother was the manager.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mike up though, man. Finna get on to these next flowers, which is Regina Hall. Mm. It's a fine ass.
We like this.
Yes,
we like this.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of these beautiful women falling behind Angela Bassett with their fine ass. You know what I'm saying? But this, look at that thing right there.
That thing don't crack.
What Boogie said? Let her bathe the milk and put that shit in your cereal.
What? Oh, sir. Do we really want to do that?
Sure would, but Regina, I'm fine, motherfucker, boy. Look, she finding into some of these 30-year-olds. Yeah, some of these bitches looking like, damn, that's a hard 30.
That's a hard.
Like, damn, shot, I thought you were elite 31. Nah, I'm 25. Whoa.
It do be like that. Like, as fucked up as that sounds, but see, fucked up. But see, it's
like,
true.
But like that right there, just natural beauty right there. Yeah, like, all these females, I think they got to go and like
buy shit.
20 now look like 42.
Hey man,
I'm just saying.
Hey, some of these older women living better lives and eating better, bro. Some of these bitches probably be tart as hell because they don't do nothing but pop pills and drink alcohol. You gotta get your pH balance right, baby. You know what I'm saying? Talking. You can't goddamn drink no water and shit tart. That ain't water. I'm on a pill. Well, shit, bitch, you know what? Yeah.
It's sour taste.
Oh man. Just saying, bro.
Lemon lime.
But, hey, all these girls on drugs, but they ain't natural like that thing right there, boy. Regina just.
We love natural.
Oh yeah,
we love natural.
We love natural. If y'all pay attention, all the beautiful women that we shouted out in February was all natural. Baby.
We love natural.
All natural.
There's Angela nothing Bassett, wrong with being your natural
Neil
self.
Me alone.
So, what do you got to say? Like, you can't even say that anymore. Like,
because I'm what's that body shaming?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
What, because we live natural?
Yeah, like,
this one I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a damn you look like a Barbie doll.
Okay,
I don't give no fucks.
Hold on, bro. This my thing right here. If you going to do it for you.
But they
don't
say
do no, it
but they're
sa- to fit in.
But they're saying
like,
that listen,
like
but
that,
they're saying
become a norm now.
But they're saying that they do it for them. That's what they're saying.
Okay, you go do it for you, but you trying to impress.
Cap.
But you trying to impress all these other.
But are they really though?
That's cap. Because hey. you either doing it for a bag or you doing it to get somewhere with some dude.
True. What?
It's one or the other, right?
It's one or the other. I agree.
And now you bitches is looking like Miss Piggy.
I mean, I agree with that too,
bro. Like, do you realize how much they going into them things for the operation with a prayer? You know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, I hope this shit come out right.
It's crazy. You willing to gamble your life with that? Just to look a certain way.
To still have men don't want you.
That's crazy.
Like.
No, men gonna want them.
No,
but they
men gonna
they
wanna
always,
hit them.
No, nah, they on, always man. Talk. Niggas always talk about how they want something real.
I had to turn.
How they want something real. How they a real nigga and shit. But you're going to get a chick with a fake body. Make it make sense. Go get you a Regina King. She's all natural. Mm.
We still like natural.
That thing wine.
We fine. Still like natural.
That's that all that is to
that
say.
That thing right there, wine fine. There ain't nobody body shaming, but like, baby, most of y'all don't need it. Most of y'all don't even need it. If you just work out, you know what I'm saying?
You asking too much.
Hey man, but this is the thing. They going to get the BBL and don't work out.
So it's still going to sag.
Point blank period.
Or you just going to look like. It's not. I don't know, man. It's not even. It don't even have to just be that. You still gonna look.
You're still gonna be. You're gonna be unproportionate and unhealthy still.
Hey man, you're gonna be.
So
hey,
you gonna have.
Hey, they're gonna be like that grandma we seen on online. Goddamn. So, yeah.
Actually, I seen the original girl. Okay. Yes, it's a fake.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought yeah. so.
They did a split screen. I was like, no, nah, that stuff really ain't standing up like that. That looked too.
I was like, grandma. I said, grandma got that BBL when she was goddamn 50. What? Come on, husband gone.
She was
boy, look here.
Hey, there was a scene. She was up in the club and she ain't dancing like no old. Let me search.
He had to investigate.
Private investigation.
See that? It like they be thinking they gotta go and get them BBLs and shit, bro. Like
you don't have to.
Let Nia Long and goddamn
Regina Hall,
Angela Bassett,
be your motivation.
Let them be your motivation because they are fucking beautiful to me. Like always have. Shit, I forgot about Pam Grier too. Pam Grier was goddamn. Got to get her some flowers too.
Pam Grier
was like
she was one.
The originator, damn near.
Yeah.
She passed that thing on the goddamn. I used to get lost in Vanessa Williams. All right, bro. Like she just
Vanessa Williams had to buy.
She still looks good.
Yeah, she do, bro. Hey, man, black don't crack, man. Keep it natural. Keep it beautiful, like Regina Hall. I remember her from Scary Movie.
That's her best role, right? Because that's the one we watched.
It started.
Yeah.
Oh, she got some shit. Hold on, I used to hate
how dumb they had her looking though. But nah, bro, she was in a lot of them Tyler Perry.
She was in a lot of good movies.
Yeah, but like I used to hate how they had her looking so stupid on there. Like why they got her with the
oh scary movie? Yeah, they made up with goddamn Sean. But we didn't give a fuck.
Hey, she was funny as hell when the white chick run in front of things. Like, bitch, why you running over here?
You think she turned down them roles as time progressed?
Yeah, you see how stupid the movies got?
Yeah, they did.
They got stupid. Okay, all right.
So was that her knowing the future, or was that her saying I'm ready to evolve?
Bro, she had got a little bit of that Tyler Perry on there and realizing that she ain't got to do that shit no more.
Here we go.
The hate you get.
She was fine as fucking Shaft.
Little is a good movie.
She was fine as fucking Shaft. That made me like, yeah.
Girls Trip. Ooh. We know Girls Trip. Breaking In. Who? Naked. I don't even know what that movie was. Shaft. Think Like a Man 2. Best Man Holiday. We know about the Best Man movies. About Last Night.
It definitely was trash.
Barbershop.
Think Like a Man. She was good in Think Like a Man. She was good in The Best Man Holiday.
Death at a Funeral.
Out Last Night. She was good in that.
First Sunday.
She just that. Fine in all these. These ain't even good movies. She just took the bag.
Put me in goddamn About Last Night. I'm clapping them cheeks, nigga. I would love to play that role.
Who wouldn't?
Oh,
who wouldn't? Yeah, you talking about
Aiden Ford. Yeah, she was his sister.
Breaking the when the bowl breaks. Yep. When the bowl breaks. The Best Man. She was out here.
Hey, man.
She was out here in the streets.
It didn't sound good.
The crazy part.
She was out here.
But she still look her age down there.
I'm just saying. She got a lot of shit she did.
She was out here.
She was out there. Look, man.
But it's she how you say from, it, though.
Nah, I'm just saying she done did a lot.
You tend to forget how long she actually been acting.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you thought goddamn Scary Movie was going to be. You thought Scary Movie was going to be the end of it.
I mean, if she would have stayed, it might have been the end.
Look at 2005, King's Ransom.
She wasn't that. She was so digging. Still would have hit it.
Look, then the Honeymooners. Like she
been in some shit.
She'd have been first Sunday.
Yeah.
She was out here. Then.
God damn, she got a lot of money.
It's those choice of words.
Look, I didn't say she was for the streets, nigga.
You remember what I said? Let's go and get these ladies out the way. You remember I said that's something shit. Right. Look at this nigga over here. Look, she was out there.
Oh my god.
Nigga, okay, hell,
so,
man.
So a couple on the streams. I ain't got no time for you.
I'm just saying.
All right, man. Yeah, Regina.
Hey, man. Shout out to that beautiful ass woman right there, Regina Hall.
Gorgeous.
I still drink your bad water.
Right? Okay, well, there you go right there.
Look there.
Like cereal and drink it. Well, come on.
There you go,
bud. Come on. I told y'all what my boy said, bro. Yeah, boogie. That thing, that wine fire right there.
There you go,
he
bro.
Is setting the bar.
Hey, man.
A law-abiding citizen.
She was, yes.
Law-abiding citizen was a great movie.
Phoenix.
Damn, look at that fine ass motherfucker, boy. She was awesome in About Last Night. Yeah, she was.
Yep.
And she was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, like they
that was a good movie. That was a good movie.
I felt like that was Booty Call Part 2 right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
She has evolved.
Yes, very much. Long way from Scary Movie, because I thought she was going to get caught up in that. She came a long way from Scary Movie. Thank God.
She caught on.
But you know what? That black don't crack, and that bitch is beautiful. God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you bitch, but that's how serious it is.
That's how serious.
Yeah, she can get an ad cheek, bitch. I'm up right there, boy.
Him leaving bite marks on ass.
Hey, man.
What's wrong with that? You gotta let them know you was there. I guarantee you they like it.
You leaving teeth?
Yes, a little, just a little.
Hey, bro, now you heard
about
just a nibble. Like, you need to get some pussy, you're gonna get up and be like, all right, bitch, go watch the pussy and shit. You get some pussy, bro, you gonna do something extra after you get that nut, bro.
Pimping 101.
You gonna ready to smack that ass?
Pimpology 101.
You gonna ready to smack that ass? You gonna bite that ass? Or you gonna goddamn kiss that ass?
You ain't leaving no bite marks though, pimp.
Nah, bro, you gotta just a little bit.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you're like, girl, you something serious.
Don't goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Nah. Don't be a Salah the Raptor.
Salah
the Raptor.
Don't Jurassic Park that thing.
Nigga, this is Jurassic
Park. Don't be a hyena and shit. Don't be a hyena and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Pimpology 101.
But yeah, man, like, I had to get them flowers to Regina Hall. Get your beautiful self, fine ass. Keep doing your thing. Keep looking beautiful.
We love her.
Lord, I hope I can meet you in real life. That would.
We love her.
I would love to look at you.
She not married.
Can't say nothing bad about her.
You can't.
She haven't dropped the ball. What's wrong? What's wrong with her?
She not even married.
I don't care. That means she's free to mingle. I am too.
That's real. Yeah. But it's like, damn.
She wouldn't even be no cougar to me. I'd be like, baby, age ain't nothing but a number. And I see eye to eye with you.
Okay. Look at this. Pimpology 101. Here we go.
Man is going to turn that down.
Now, see, he ain't had nothing bad to say. He had something to say about me alone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got something to say about it.
You shut your goddamn mouth. Don't talk bad about Regina now.
I mean, Regina ain't got that attitude.
That's exactly.
I never said Nia had the attitude. One of y'all did. He said that.
You can laugh with Regina, bro.
You can.
Have a good ass laugh about some goofy shit. I would love that.
You're the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Nia Long or Regina Hall?
He said
as far as looks?
If they were sitting right here, if both of them was in the guest chair, and it would be nice to see both of them sitting in the guest
chair. Wouldn't it?
You seeing them, you wouldn't see me.
We talking longevity. I'm take Regina. If we talking longevity, I'm take Regina, I think.
Mm-hmm. I need them laughs while I clap them cheeks.
Come on, man. You got the David Chappelle seat.
Okay. I think that's the guest seat. That's the guest seat.
This is a member of
Pimp Talk right now.
I'd like to thank you guys for inviting me.
Hello, Casper.
Remember last week it was Casper.
Yeah.
It's still Casper.
Yeah.
That's also who got the member for the.
What you mean? I already got his contract right here.
Oh,
I got his contract.
There you go.
Come here. Guest seat.
That was also the one that got the seat for Ghostwriter, right? Accept your reward. Ooh. Yeah, that part. Hey, man, shout out Regina Hall with your fine ass. I can't say that enough. You are beautiful and, like, loved.
Beautiful.
Keep showing that beautiful face. You know what I'm saying? We finna move on a little further. Shit, man. Anybody got something y'all want to talk about, man? Got something you want to talk about? Y'all be the truth?
I honestly ain't been seeing nothing but the slaughterhouse shit. That's it,
what
man.
What you think about that? Royce is in that bitch like
chilling. Royce ain't saying a goddamn
this
thing.
This isn't going to end well.
This isn't going anywhere. No shit. No shit, Royce. Bro,
it was his line.
Was it his line?
Joe joined in. Joe was like, let me join in with my buddy and say something.
Yeah,
This was the shit. Man, Royce was like, yo, Joel want to join the stream. You want to talk? Joe was like,
you fuck?
Oh, man. I don't give a fuck.
Let him go. Come on, join him in.
I just think it's nasty right before the album roll out.
What's this nasty word?
That's his slang.
He is officially an old nigga. Yeah.
It's just nasty.
He told them niggas, you are disgusting.
This is disgusting. He's officially an old nigga. It's just like whippersnapper.
Is that what nasty is?
Nah, that's just the word that is in. You just so nasty. I don't even know what to say about you.
Oh, my God.
You young whippersnapper.
I think Crook and Joel is wrong for how they doing it. They should have had to talk before. But in all honesty, Joe Budden is the cancer of this shit, man. Let's just be honest. Let's just keep it a
buck. Oh, you talking about Mr. Pump, Pump, Pump?
Stop hating.
Pump, 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 Pump.
Essentially, a group, a brand that y'all built.
Exactly. That's his only hit he ever had. But keep going.
He got some hits now.
How many of them bitches went platinum like that bullshit?
None of them went platinum.
Exactly.
It don't matter. But he had hits.
Pimpin' don't just talk.
I ain't going to say he had hits. I'm going to say he had good songs.
Okay, Lloyd Banks over goddamn Joe Budden.
Budden.
I'm taking Budden.
Budden.
Lloyd Banks over Joe Budden.
Budden.
Fuck. I think about Joe Biden.
We talking rap wise, and we just talking about music.
Music,
but
rap wise, all that shit, bro.
Lyrically,
Lloyd Banks was a hard thing in the
Lloyd Banks was probably really bar heavy. Lloyd Banks was probably too bar heavy.
I listen to Lloyd Banks way more than I did to Joe Biden.
I like Fab over Lloyd Banks.
I mean,
Fab.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, Lloyd Banks. Level. Lloyd Banks was just no personality.
I got bars in it.
Lloyd Banks ain't happy.
So what the fuck with Joe Budden's with the pump, pump, pump?
He evolved.
Pump.
He evolved. Oh,
he had personality.
Show me another song. Damn, it got
she
quiet
too
long.
Like
she
you.
Put it down
damn,
like you.
It took
yeah.
Took y'all too long to say that shit though. I don't know.
I mean,
he got some shit. You can't name too many of them.
If you ain't
Lloyd
heard him, it's
kind
of like a it's a senseless talk, right?
Yeah, Castles.
Castles is fire. Yeah. Skeletons.
Skeletons.
Is fire.
More of me.
How many of that went mainstream?
Oh my God, now we gotta go mainstream. You can't keep on moving.
None.
Okay, hold on.
We've established
it. So let's just say this. So
Lloyd Banks shit ain't go mainstream either.
How do you figure?
He had a couple.
His shit did.
He had a couple.
Yeah, we just had a couple.
That went mainstream, yes. That was hits, no.
Now who?
Oh my God.
Pippin, rest the case.
No, you don't get
so Lloyd shit
that.
Was hits?
You don't get the boom for that.
Boom and the fire.
He lays down the boom, you get laid down the fire.
And he did that shit.
That was his drop the mic moment.
The pimp gavel, goddamn.
What do you mean?
I'm going to get this man a pimp gavel.
That nigga Joe's a diva.
He is. Nobody's denying that.
That's the problem with this whole scenario.
But look, though, he ain't had to tell that man they album can suck his dick, though. That was disrespectful.
You don't even talk to your brothers like that.
Hey, that nigga Joe took that straight to the twat right there, boy. He was like,
you know what, B?
Suck my dick.
You're going to regret that.
These grown ass niggas arguing like 9-year-olds.
And that's the saddest part about it. These some old ass niggas on the fucking live doing what young niggas do.
You know what I heard everybody say?
What?
And I respect each and every one of
fuck
you.
Fuck that. Say it.
I'm hurt.
Joe up there, I just hate that I heard people.
No. Feelings. I've heard all of them say this, though. Everybody is hurt.
Why?
Miscommunication.
It's all just.
Is ultimately the problem in this scenario.
True. Niggas is saying the same thing in different languages.
Yeah.
And nobody's got the balls enough to put their ego to the side and be like, yo, what's up? It's that simple.
I seen something on the internet, and somebody was like, instead of them doing it over the fucking internet, I would love to see them all in one room. You know what I'm saying? But I don't actually think they can coexist in one room after that nigga Joe said what the fuck he said.
That's ego. And honestly, and Joe admits it, Joe got the biggest ego.
He's the star, though. He's the star. He's the star.
You're the most relevant.
That's the star.
Royce was a bigger star.
No.
Royce was a bigger star.
This nigga was on video games.
Royce is a bigger star.
He's a bigger hip-hop name.
Royce is more known for music.
but Joe is more known in pop culture.
I don't know Joe outside no fucking podcast.
You just said Pump It Up like 19 times.
How old is Pump It Up?
Okay.
That shit older than my nephew. You right. And
okay. Let me put it. Let
look,
me,
thank you.
That's what
now,
did.
Now, see, that is the goddamn CPR for a lot of these new shit.
Okay, right. Let me put it in this perspective.
Would he have been this famous if he had not went on Love and Hip Hop?
Something got him to. Possibly not. I'm going to say it like this. You could go into a white country club and they'll know
Pump It Up.
They'll know, no, they won't know Pump It Up. They'll probably know Joe Budden. You can't send Royce to any. Royce is probably the most respected out of all these niggas in the hip hop community. Hands down. Hands down. That's why I'm saying Joe is the star power, because he's the person that you could go outside of hip hop and say, hey, check out our group.
But does he deserve the biggest bag for that?
No.
And that's the problem. No. He feels like, because I'm the most known, I deserve the biggest bag.
No, they equal.
And they've said that.
Yeah.
That's ego.
That's ego. Yeah, I agree. He a diva. We're all agreeing that this nigga's a diva.
Nigga must be a diva.
No.
What is he, Dalai? No, he's,
let me see. The most sensitive possibly would be... wouldn't be a Gemini. Geminis don't give a shit. Kanye's a Gemini.
Scorpios don't
give a shit. Fucking Tupac was a Gemini. See, since we want to go to Geminis, them motherfuckers say what the fuck they feel. that motherfucker made a song and said, "I am gonna kill her fucking boyfriend."
I thought that was wild.
That's crazy.
In a video,
man, nobody give a fuck about that.
That's crazy.
Man, y'all actually doing it, bro. Y'all crazy as hell for condoning this bullshit.
Condoning what?
This stupid ass shit this nigga doing, bro.
Who condoning what he do?
Didn't you just talk about it?
I talked about No, I didn't.
See, no talking.
It just since you brought it up, clarification.
You brought it up.
I don't condone shit the nigga do.
Bro, I'm not talking about that weird.
Okay,
nigga.
I don't condone nothing he do. What I talked about was, motherfucker don't care how nobody feel.
Nah, bro, this my thing right here. All right, I sit up there like I don't just go off of one side. I watch Pete Davidson talk about how he already went through depression and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas say he battled with that shit.
Mm.
So on top of you saying you gonna kill this nigga, then you got the thing on the cover where you say you killed him off of social media. Then you tell him, goddamn, go tell your mama something. Like, bro, you doing too much, my nigga. Like, just because you fucked up in your relationship, you got to spaz out on an innocent nigga that just got your bitch laughing?
And somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
Fuck out of here, bro.
They were already in the process of the divorce, right?
Yes. Separated. Separate.
And then he keeps coming.
Honestly, she's kind of within her right at that point. Bro, she's already filed and they separated. She definitely is.
She was in her right.
She's in her right.
She didn't act wrong. She didn't act wrong. And when she started dating the dude, they was already in the process of getting the divorce.
So
she officially dropped the West now. She's back to Kim K.
Damn.
Yes. The number one or number two business have failed them.
It's serious, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Bro, you ain't finna, like, this man got a house across the street from her. Bro.
I know that's right. Fight for your family. Ain't that what the women want? you know what I do? Let me tell you what I do. Let me tell you what I do. I be hearing what black women say, and I use they cry against them. Well, you said you want the man to fight for his family. Go ahead, pimping. Go ahead, pimping.
Pimp one of them. He said that's what the who say?
Women,
the black women, right?
Yeah. Fight for your family. He should be fighting.
Is she black?
But they don't want to defend her.
But that's her fan base. That's her fan base.
Is she black?
That's her fan base. We were just talking about fan base.
Well,
it's star power.
I'm trying to tell you, she's not saying fight for your family.
Shit, but that's what black women want men to do. So now you got a man fighting for his family. Now it's wrong.
Maybe if that was a black chick, it would be different, but that's Kim K.
I'm saying she kind of got what she asked for. That's what I've seen.
They both different. Right? They both got it. You know, yeah.
I didn't know how quick she moved on.
Yeah. Yeah. North, south, east, west around this bitch. For real.
They got all directions. That's longitude and latitude. The fuck?
Them kids is all confused. GPS is next.
Oh, wow. GPS is next.
She probably got tired of them weird ass names for them kids, bro.
I mean, why she didn't step in. I'm saying I don't have no remorse for her. We didn't know Kanye was crazy.
Hey man, after
I didn't know she was old.
After he
look how quickly she moved on.
I'm just saying.
You both got what you deserved.
That's all I'm saying. Both of them niggas.
That you talking about beforehand? That's what you talking about?
I mean,
that don't make no hope.
Come on, bro. She moved,
but she moved appropriately. She didn't do it before the divorce. Give her that.
She moved from the bag to the bag. You just got the wrong bag.
Hey man, it ain't always about having no serious ass nigga, bro. Sometimes they want to laugh, bro. That's probably all she wanted to do.
She done moved from bag to bag
quickly.
The bag hopper.
you gotta do something after the Kardashians.
That is fire.
Cause the Kardashians over with.
Bag hopper. Oh my god.
That nigga Dollar said the only positive thing she did was free the people out the jail. God damn.
You said that's the only thing.
Hey, she's still free.
That was me.
She's still free. She's still free more than Jay-Z and Meek Mill.
Yeah.
I guess relationship goals is still Jay-Z and Beyonce, huh?
Still Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It sure is.
Even though they ain't happy either. Them niggas
is billionaires.
You don't think they have?
No. Hell no. Yeah. They're content.
Bro, they are the power couple. Okay?
But they not happy.
When you are the power couple, dude, look at them. Do you actually think they are 100% happy?
I don't really give a fuck.
Me neither.
I think once you get to a certain level financially,
so it's just comfort,
and you become a brand, you kind of like understand what kind of comes with
it. Makes sense.
It's just comfort.
That just like when the kids grow up and graduate, let's see what happens.
if they is, then they is.
I love black love, bro, but I just know like some of them celebrity shits don't really be like
good God.
Yeah. Like I ain't gonna lie, I ain't think Cardi B was gonna go back to Offset. But you know
money. And plus, look.
Doesn't she have more than him at this point, though?
Yeah, she do.
I'm gonna say I just know some people in a certain world.
She has more than him, right?
He was dropping that cover though.
There are people in a certain world and lifestyle, brother, that ain't a big deal to them, really.
But for a show, I think she is getting more than him. Bro. I think she gets like a meal. So if she go overseas, she get like 2 meals.
She gotta be making more than Offset.
Yes,
she been on pop records.
Yes,
she been on pop records and shit.
Yes, nigga.
Yeah, her shit went diamond.
Why you think?
Migos ain't went diamond. Hey. If it is, they sharing it.
But see, that's the new standard of diamond.
Hey,
right?
Hey, but who we keep trying to get to? Nicki, right? Cardi over Nicki, nigga. Stop fucking playing. Nicki ain't getting no million to show, is she?
Damn! Whoa!
Damn, really?
Is she getting a million to show?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't got one of those.
I see how he moved.
I'm not in the vicinity.
He is a true goalpost mover for him. He just took a topic and switched it and brought it back to something they had to do with something.
See, like I'm just validating what I was talking about last.
But they're two different topics.
No, the hell it ain't. Everybody want to get her the queen.
Last week's topic was who more popular. This week's topic is relationships. So that's two different boxes of conversation.
I went back and said Cardi over Nicki. I just had to reevaluate that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Financially, yeah.
Nigga, music too. Hey, you talking about relatable ass. Diamond going Cardi.
White people make that happen, not better music. God damn it.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Business.
Is it not?
It ain't Jay-Z.
Oh, no. Is it not? Yeah.
Business,
yeah, hey, that's all right. Take off the blazer, loosen up the tie, step inside the booth. Superman is alive.
Hey, boy, I'm a check, man.
Superman is alive. Nah,
what he said, he gonna sue him before he cut him a check. That's how petty that nigga is.
Cause it's the business. I mean, it is. Y'all get.
If I thought I could win, I sue his ass. I sue his ass too.
I would have got sued for playing somebody's song last week that was his instrumental.
Well, look,
that man wasn't gonna get sued.
Obviously they pulled the fucking views.
Nobody see us, man.
They pulled the views. views. They see us.
They don't see us.
Okay. Jay-Z wouldn't have seen that shit.
YouTube don't see us. That's why they doing that. YouTube don't even give a fuck about
it. They niggas, don't see us. They ain't even supposed to have all these.
Hey,
take all of this from them. Hey, give me this YouTube. add this comment.
We didn't even get the 5 likes. So yeah.
We sure did, man. Y'all ain't shit, man. Whoever watching this, I just want to tell y'all that. Y'all ain't shit, man.
They said, you don't want to push your bar? You don't want to go to 10? Hell no.
Y'all wouldn't even give us 5? Y'all look ain't shit, man.
No, I appreciate it for the folk.
Y'all ain't shit, man. No,
out them 10, y'all man, appreciate ain't shit. Y'all. Love the hell out y'all. Y'all so what you think about this old motherfucker? Old Bidden.
Stupid ass.
Old Bidden.
Stupid ass.
No, this nigga has it. This nigga's an lost idiot. It.
What he done now?
What hadn't he done? Okay, he tried to give a $30 million budget to get these folks syringes and shit so they can do crack and peace and all this other shit.
Oh, that's stupid shit.
Okay. Now, like, we got all these homeless people and you want them to do drugs before you give them a housing so they can be safe. But you want to get them a safe place to do drugs.
This is for y'all who voted for him.
Like, are we in? Is this Reagan part two? Like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it now, is actually.
On top of that, with this Bidden bitch, fuck him. I don't like him like that. So the gas prices.
Ain't nobody watching this.
The gas prices.
I like it.
The gas prices.
Fucked up.
Fucked up. Bro.
All the way fucked up.
Okay. And so, like,
gas out here like $4. I'm like, what the
fuck? And my thing is, you got these two cousins over here fighting. Nigga, that's family. Let them handle that shit. What the fuck you jumping in for? Soon as he jumping in.
We got involved?
Yeah.
U.S. got involved?
Yeah.
I want y'all to hear this comment by.
He sent the NATO all that shit, bro.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I feel like we got him. George W. Bush again.
So, okay. So, all right.
Yeah, let me show y'all.
Go to war, we finna.
I heard they sending the Washington folk Call of Duty, watching what they do on that game.
Hold on one second.
Are you serious?
You on there killing them niggas on Call of Duty? Gonna send your ass over there for the Call of Duty. Yeah, bro, that fucked up, man.
You got to be shitting me. That's happening.
Hold on one second. Let me pull that back up. Because I want y'all to hear this shit.
This bitch can't even stay woke when other people talking.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, yeah.
What? I gotta pull it back up.
No, worse than Bernie. Like, it's actual pictures of this nigga going. Hey, man, somebody get this nigga a Pedialyte, and wake his ass up.
That nigga.
It seems like, but everything that he's done just been against the grain, what it seems like, bro. Like, this motherfucker hasn't done anything positive. And I feel like all the money that Donald Trump gave everybody, this bitch just been secretly getting it back with the sales tax. You know what I'm saying? Name one positive fucking thing this bitch nigga done did.
I don't keep up with him.
Exactly. It's not worth it because it ain't no good shit. It's like watching the news. It's all bad. 90% to 10%. You got that. Hey!
I wasn't voting for this nigga.
Like, he said he was going to do that for the college fund. Guess what he said? Psych!
All it took was for you to tell me I'm not black if I don't vote for you. That was enough. Now, if you black and you still voted for him, that's on you.
The part about you not black and you don't vote for me, fucking
who the fuck are you to tell me if I'm black or not?
Bro, this the thing. How did y'all jump on Joe Rogan for saying nigga, but y'all didn't jump on Biden for saying that shit?
That was a boom
see,
moment right
you know
there.
What I'm saying? It's but you see no how niggas are sitting there. They so worried about getting away from Donald Trump that they ain't even pay attention to this motherfucker.
Listen to this comment now. Pay attention to what he says.
This is no longer funny.
When you think about what's going on internationally, how do we get to the place where, you know, Putin decides he's going to just invade Russia? Nothing like this has happened in World War II.
Putin decides he's going to invade Russia?
Running back?
Yeah, he did say that.
Putin is the president of Russia. Russia, you dumb.
That's why I said, nigga, like, they pretty much cousins fighting each other.
He said, how do we get to a point where Putin decides he's going to invade Russia?
Why the fuck would you worry about somebody whose last name sounds like a fart? Putin.
But Putin didn't invade Russia.
It's Ukraine. It's Ukraine. You should know that.
They're in the same goddamn
fucking country.
They're in the same country. They're in the same goddamn country. But you know how I feel about that war? Fuck all that bullshit. Ukraine on some bullshit. They ain't letting none of them black folk get on the train. All that racist shit going on, bro. Fuck all that bullshit.
At a time of war. Like,
yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was like rooting for Ukraine and all that shit. And I ain't gonna lie, them folks over there in Ukraine, they got heart, but I don't give a fuck about none of that. Why y'all trying to make them black people stay over there?
Mm-hmm.
You got visitors that came to visit and y'all trying to make them fight. Motherfuckers not from y'all country.
They actually putting black folks on the front line.
See, you go.
So the people that live there that want to help them, they getting pushed to the front line. If I will give you a gun, and then you putting them in the line of fire first.
It was a famous actor from over there. He died on the front line. I just seen that shit earlier today, man. Like, them folks, like, Ukraine actually got people that's famous that's actually fighting for them.
Mm-hmm.
I get them. They got heart, but like I said, bro, why the fuck
don't
y'all
give a fuck about nobody who in Ukraine?
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, you see, like, I don't know if you seen that video. It was that chick holding that little baby. 3-degree weather, cold as shit, and all them. They ain't letting nobody on. They ain't letting nobody black on them train, bro. What the fuck kind of shit is that, man? Like, come on, bro, fuck that war.
I'm surprised they didn't fight that. It was too many of them out there. To not like. Bull rush them or something. You know what I'm saying?
But like that shit, bro, do we ever do anything when we outnumber their ass? Pull out a camera.
Damn. God damn. One brother teach two brothers.
You know what I'm saying? And like, bro, they'd rather just sit up there and talk about how they're a victim instead of doing something about that shit. At some point in time, you gotta stop being MLK and be that other nigga X. And what'd he say? By any means necessary. Fucked up out here, bro.
So we gotta
like you said,
we can't take the Professor X. We got to be Magneto.
That was fire right there. That was fire right there. That was fire right there. That's the one.
That's the one. That was it.
That's the one, bro. But it like,
I'm just saying, though.
But it like we said, bro. If we start doing shit like that, they're gonna backfire on our ass. It's fucked up. Cause like, okay. Let's just, you know what I said in the story of black now. Yeah. You remember what I said in the story of black?
Yeah.
With how them folk, like how all them white folk got off in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
If you were black, if we was that many black people going toward that goddamn Capitol, how many of you think would have actually made it in that motherfucker? How many of the motherfuckers you think would have made it on the ground? Switch the narrative on that shit, bro.
Wouldn't have been no arrest.
But then a lot of them folks getting slaps on the hands and shit, bro. Them motherfuckers
been no arrest.
Them motherfuckers ain't getting no real time, bro. You got that one motherfucker that had that woo. This motherfucker told me, I refuse to eat because I don't eat something unless it's organic. You know what they did? They gave this motherfucker some organic food. Let you be black saying that shit. No, I ain't gonna eat it. I'm a diabetic. They're like, man, get that nigga that hot dog water.
Wow.
Fuck out of here, bro.
That's crazy.
It's in plain sight, but ain't nobody really goddamn talking about that shit, bro. I told you, I just sit back and observe shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this, we got this idiot trying to jump in a war, but he don't even really know what's going on. And that's the proof, talking about how do we keep Putin from invading Russia.
He don't even know who getting invaded.
He don't even know what. He just, hey, it's Jenna over here.
Stupid motherfucker.
Kamala, you up the dicks.
You up the Kamala, you, hey, just organize.
She up there rubbing her hands like,
you know what I'm saying, this bitch ass,
this nigga about to be out the door any minute now.
Like
she rubbing her hands
like, bro, going
like, bro, this nigga got about 2 weeks left in life. This nigga already like he dying every time you see him, bro.
That man ain't going no fucking way.
Well, fuck him. It's just like, fuck Putin.
I don't know, I think he almost out of there, bro.
Man, he looked like it.
He got 3 minutes left on his shot clock.
You talking about something different.
Look, it did. Like I was telling people before they got him voted, I said, bro, y'all would have been better out getting Bernie Sanders, nigga.
Bernie wouldn't have been worse than this, probably. But, you know, all of them got like...
Bro, it's like...
They
soon,
all
it's
hanging
like,
on by three.
It's like so. Soon as Biden got in the White House, it's like his real white thing came from up on his... You know what I'm saying?
His real white thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told y'all niggas, y'all want niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't... Boy, I hate that motherfucker. Me and Mark L, we go back and forth. Well, he got to be doing something. Shut the fuck up, Mark L. He ain't doing shit good.
He didn't do shit. He said what he said he gonna cut the federal funding for the student loan.
Yeah.
Guess what? Psych. Fuck y'all. Yeah, y'all still gonna pay them motherfuckers.
Well, he did retract and extend it a little longer, but we already know that's
not happening.
No, what happened was he said, I'm gonna cut the funding, and motherfuckers got on in his ass a little bit. Mm-hmm. About a week later, he said, we're gonna go ahead and.
Yeah, bro.
But it's gonna get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this other motherfucker over here in Russia that actually stays in Russia, that the other motherfucker thinks stays in Ukraine. Nigga named Putin. First off, why would you go fuck with a nigga that's sitting on a picture on sitting on a bear, nigga? Okay, that lets you know he gonna do what the fuck he want to do anyway.
Is that what he do,
bro? This nigga got a picture with his shirt off, sitting on top of a black bear.
He bear wrestling,
bro. Black bears. Let me tell you, I seen a video where the Russian was sitting there. The dude was punching the Russian in the stomach. They were training, and it was a bad descent to pushing on the guy. I said, bro, what is they thing with bears? How you gonna really fight somebody with a nigga and they friends with bears, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Oh, and this is the funny thing about Putin. I heard they took his black belt. How can you un-karate a nigga?
De-karate ties.
Can you do that? You know what I'm saying? Did his sensei say, take his black belt?
Where are all these quick facts coming from?
Like, this man's
bro, I just
hold up.
He got a black belt.
Bro, they took his
Pimpology black belt. Pimpology 101, nigga.
They took his black belt. But my thing is, what the fuck does that mean? Because you can't un-karate a nigga, bro. You like, can't take it. Oh, he built like goddamn Peter Griffin. Okay.
Damn. I was gonna say Hopper from a Bug's Life, but you know that'll work. Hey.
That boy shake like a Care Bear. Hey. Hey, bro, you pull up that picture where he's sitting on top of that bag, like he's saying Care Bear stare, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But come on, man.
He said that nigga built like Baloo.
The tail spin, nigga. Jungle
Oh,
book.
Shit, boy.
Yeah, man.
Damn. Okay. Well, I don't know what the fuck going on with that shit, bro. I'll
love some bullshit. I think he just invading the shit just because he can. But fuck him. Fuck Biden. Fuck the war. Yeah. All this shit just making the gas go up.
You know what, though? That COVID done disappeared, ain't it?
Yeah, you see they lifting all these mandates from from that
same day the war start. Now y'all see, good to go outside,
now see,
niggas.
This is what I was telling people. That fucking war and bitching want to jump over in that. It's what I said, it's a distraction from something. I know it ain't the gas price because niggas gonna see that. Nah, nigga, yeah. Do you see that shit?
Yeah.
We can't miss that. you can't miss something that's in your face.
The price went up while I was pumping the gas.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I work overnight now, bro. So when I went in, it was like 343.
Which is high as fuck.
Bro, by the time I was going
390.
Home, but I did 396. I said, shit.
should have put five more gallons.
Whoa, what? Like, boy, I feel like we in California now, boy. In California, they should double out of them. I seen they be going like $10 a gallon, boy. Look.
Yeah.
I would have been drilling a hole in somebody's thing, too. Like somebody was doing around here. I heard they caught his ass, too.
Now how mad you be? It's been 100.
In
a regular car?
The ultimate question. What color was he?
And you know what? I wanted to know. I figured black, though. Hey, bro, look. When niggas in hard time, niggas turn to MacGyver, nigga.
To slid up under that motherfucker's grill. To put his... He to sip on the hose.
It was a chick. She said she knows she was riding, then her car just stopped. And she was like, well, shit, she had nothing to make it to the gas tank. She said she was pumping the gas. She was like, she was looking back. That shit just kept going. Then she just seen all that high octane just going out the bottom. I said, boy.
Tragic.
And you know what she noticed? It's $75 goddamn dollars.
Ooh.
Charlie, you drive a Cavalier, nigga. How do you Cavalier? 75? Shit. Shit.
She was arguing with a nigga on the phone. She was like, I'm bringing him to you right now.
She took the L right there. Then. That was her L right there.
And she took it to the mechanic, and the mechanic got there and showed her. It was a big ass hole, like somebody had drilled that bitch in the brown. Like, damn. It looked like an oil pan when you got a little screw on that motherfucker. That's what her shit looked like. But they got her ass, boy.
That's dangerous to drill in a damn gas can, though. Like, it won't start a fucking fire.
Like I said.
From the sparks.
Like I said.
Niggas in hard time.
Like I said, they had to be black because white people know.
Yeah.
Doing
them
shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, hey, nigga be on there like a mechanic.
Man,
ain't nothing
about
something
like that.
Got a cigarette. Nigga smoking a cigarette.
Oh, cigarette up under the gas tank.
Hard time, nigga, boy. Hard time, nigga,
so
boy.
It's so
sad.
It's so real, though.
Man, it is what it is. The time's hard, bro. That what made me really pay attention to the gas prices, bro. I was like, damn, we doing this now? Oh, these niggas stepping it up. But the gas, bro, it's going to be $4 probably by tomorrow.
It already is.
After that. Already is.
Out here, it's already
four. Go up there to Lenox area, goddamn. $4.19.
That shit probably like $4.50 now, goddamn. That shit going up there. We talking about. We probably need to start talking about it, goddamn. Shit probably like a Jeopardy number right now.
See, I would get my gas out here, and I live down there.
Bro, I would go
and
out.
And this shit out here, $4. Oh shit. Hey,
$5 more should have went in it. God damn it.
I call myself going to Covenant and shit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
No. They charging the white people too. Oh, this shit hard. Nigga, I don't even use my Walmart gas discount, nigga. Hey, let me get
it. Ain't a discount no more, goddamn. Ain't even a discount no more.
They were like, you can get 20 cents off of your, you know what?
Look here, man.
Let it go higher.
Look here. I pulled up to that goddamn Costco gas tank. Cause you know everybody just looking and shaking their head while they pumping like this supposed to be the discounted goddamn this price.
Bullshit.
Everybody got their car looking at each other shaking like this some bullshit. This the discounted price? $4.25?
Not a discount at all.
This shit just like 9/11 part two though, bro. Cause that's all that happened last time, man. Gas prices just went up. Them bitches ain't go that high though. Them bitches did not go that high. This shit here ridiculous, bro.
Everything in Georgia right now. I mean, everywhere else too. But you know, I'm here. So I'm gonna talk about what's going on here.
Yeah.
And here it's fucked up.
It's fucked up here. It's fucked up, man. It's all good though. We're gonna survive this bullshit. We're gonna get some money out of this shit. I know we gotta get rich because these niggas trying to break niggas. Taking income tax money. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did you see how they got they trying to tax in? They how I know these niggas, this bitch trying to get all that money back that what you call it gave out. Nigga, they putting taxes on Cash App. They got the taxes on Chime.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You can file, look, nigga, we see you moving this money, nigga. You gonna have to file some taxes on this shit.
Yep, gotta find a new hustle.
That shit, that crazy, bro. This motherfucker. Oh, and he got damn. He's hiring a new motherfucker to investigate these PPP loans. You know what I'm saying? Bitching on their ass, boy.
He was talking so much shit about the PPP loans too. Oh, he was prime bitching.
I'm pretty sure that bitch probably got a PPP loan.
Yeah,
for his neck. You know he got that turkey neck on. Woo! Bitch ass nigga. Don't get me started.
A pack of blue pills.
Yeah. Go straight to the neck. Don't use it nowhere else.
All right, man.
That nigga mouth don't open up far enough.
Oh, man.
That boy eat puree already.
Stop it. God. He's on it.
Boom.
He don't use no straw. That nigga use a straw. He don't use no spoon. That nigga mouth open like this. Look, you know who really got the ape mouth? They say we do. Nah. It's you, turkey neck. You look at Planet of the Ape, and you look at his lips. Huh?
Look at him.
Them ain't black lips. Don't get me started, goddamn. Oh, for real though, bro. How many times they said we look like apes? Nah, nigga, them ape lips ain't like that, homes.
No.
They like y'all lips.
Studies show actually that y'all are actually more related to the primates than this melanin over here. But you know,
ain't it funny how niggas can sit in the sun and be all right?
I mean, that ain't me being an asshole. You can go look that up,
man. That's fuck out there. That. These are facts.
You know,
these are facts. You know, nobody got to be no asshole
to
and make
all y'all. Up. You know what I'm saying? That want to be on that racist shit. This for y'all.
These are facts. Now, don't get it fucked up. I love my white people. I got some white people I love to fucking death. There's them crackers I can't fucking stand. And it's a difference. It is a difference. Like I heard Earthquake say it earlier, bro. The way when the slaves got free, it wasn't just the black people that did it. You actually had some white people that actually gave a shit. You know what I'm saying? And them the ones that we actually don't give enough credit to. You know what I'm saying? every white person isn't bad. You know what I'm saying?
But like, they on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, and some of them try to make up for that shit, which you can't ever do. You can't never make up for that.
I don't think it'll ever be enough for black people as a whole.
No. Especially now. Like, nigga.
As fucked up as that is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, like, that's why I don't be pro-black.
I think, you know what I'm saying? Which will never happen if we get our anchors in a mule. It'll never happen. I'm just saying
reparations wouldn't even do that.
That would be the only shit that they could. That would be the only way they could say, "All right, niggas, here y'all go."
All right, but look, this what gonna happen? This what gonna happen?
Yeah, but that's our fault at that point. Yeah.
Hey, you give them folks,
and it's gonna be double taxed.
Exactly. All right, so look, 50%. We finna get all the black people their reparations for the slavery. Boom, everybody get $2 million each. Guess what the hell gonna happen? Everything gonna sky the fuck rocket. Like motherfucking. But we don't never get, bro. It's one step forward, three steps back.
Boy, what?
It's always like that. That's fucked up. And like, if they did give us reparations, they gonna every nigga. You think gas is high right now?
I mean,
oh shit, they can afford it.
You know what though? At that point, we supposed to be creating our own streams of revenue. At that point, anyway.
But how many people do you think? Really, yeah, I mean, how many people? Right, how many black right. people really do that shit?
I'm bro? Saying you. Yeah, nobody does. But where I'm at with it, at some point, we gotta control our narrative and stop waiting on.
Hey, man.
And I know we don't, but yeah. Yet and still, we still are binded to their system of housing assistance, food stamps, loans, credit. We're still up under their structure. In their system. So it ain't nothing that could just happen at a snap of a finger, no. But somewhere, some kind of way, we gotta say, okay, I'm just gonna spend money over here. And keep it over here. Well, we got Walmart up the street. Amen. And Bromart fucking 12 miles down the street. But we can't get the Bromart because of gas.
That's $4. You ain't gonna never make it.
But that's their agenda, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what they want. They want to stay in that mind frame. And as long as we're in that mind frame, we ain't gonna never goddamn evolve how we supposed to. That's the fucked up part about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, bro, like, if we would come together and stop hating each other so much, we would actually focus on that shit. No, but it ain't gonna happen no time soon, cause everybody be in their feelings and shit now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting together and doing all this other shit, we gotta be doing some other shit, man. We gotta change the narrative, people. We gotta change the narrative. That's a goddamn show. That's a goddamn show.
Topic of this show, right?
I mean,
change the narrative.
You gotta change the narrative, bro. Cause like we already know what they gave us that money. We already know what we gonna do. We gonna nigger it up. Boy, we're going to nigger it up.
Some of y'all might.
But the one thing that people fail to realize is the only thing that lasts forever is land and gold. Land and gold. Them bitches going to last forever. And if you got either or, how could they take it from you? If it's in your name and you build something up. That's what people got to start goddamn trying to get. Like, if you get some money, bro, get some goddamn land. It's not that hard, but we'd rather get it and go get some cars and shit, bro. Go get you some land and build a house on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't think about stuff like that, though, man. We gotta flip the narrative, people. Sometimes we our biggest enemy. Fuck that. We are our biggest enemy. And if we can conquer that, what the fuck can they do with us? What the fuck can they do to us?
We get land and sell
it. I just had that conversation.
Yeah.
Cause them people gonna come with that check.
That conversation.
Yeah, like my niece said, bro, we might be on the right path, and then boom, the motherfucker throw that little curveball
like,
in there.
Like the younger the generation get, they forget that importance.
They don't even have any idea of ownership.
Mm-mm.
You got a handful.
Or history, like bloodline and tradition. You don't even know, unfortunately, who your daddy is, to much less even keep a bloodline following from your family tree. My sister right now is staying in my grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. That house, that land was left to our family for generations to come. She's there now, whoever follows behind, and it's acres and acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that talks have been had about what to do with it. We would love for those talks to speed up. But we know we got something that we own that we could do with it. And at the end of the day, this right here is ours.
Nobody can take that from you.
They trying. Oh, they still try.
Unless you sell it.
Always try, bro. Yeah, I think.
But the problem is, conversation's always going to come up between when you got 2-3 people. Fucking slaughterhouse. Remember the analogy that Royce used? You got people who all have equity into a business, land. People want to sell it. You got 2 people who want to own it, who want to keep it.
Right.
That was a great analogy.
Right.
And look at the beef in between people saying, nah, we should do it this way. Nah, we need to keep it. Nah, we own it. Nah, let's do. We all on worst enemy. And we all be saying the same thing, just in different languages. Really just don't understand.
Amen. Got to change that narrative, brother. Got to change that narrative, man.
Ah! Don't yell about it.
Goddamn, just no smoke break.
No.
Let it out.
New paperwork says that.
Yeah, he already got it.
New paperwork on the door says no smoking. I said, I don't smoke in this.
He the only one that got one, too.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was the only one that got one. Oh, I was mad. Fuck this camera over here, goddammit. Mr. fucking Dukes Williams.
There you go.
His name was Robert.
I think his name is Dukes. That nigga sound like a slave.
It was Robert in the voicemail.
And that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, I turned him. Excuse me, I would like to speak to a Mr. Dukes Williams, and I have concerns about the letter. Yeah, Dylan. This is a Mr. Dylan Williams. We still have coming things in coming. Hey, buddy. So, listen. Listen here, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, pal. So,
that's new.
Don't want to bother you. I know you're probably a busy man and all, you know, running along. But I do have concerns about the letter that was left at my door. I do have the same grievances that you have with the smoking on the property and the premises. If you do want to address these, I could call you at any time, or you can call me anytime at your nearest convenience, and we could discuss these grievances as adults.
This nigga right here was stupid.
That nigga left on my door, nobody else. And everybody outside of this motherfucker is the one smoking. Them niggas, no, it ain't us. We need to get that yell nigga out of here.
Yell and the yell.
Dark line. Boy. This nigga, yeah, but I like that. I don't even smoke, nigga.
God damn, bro.
No, he doesn't.
That's crazy.
But you the only one with the notice.
Oh, man, I walked in. I was hot. It was on the door. Look at the tape. The tape's still fresh.
You petty, petty. The tape is still fresh.
Shit still stick to my goddamn finger.
It is. That shit shiny as hell, too.
Let's do it right before he come in.
Maybe they meant next door.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not a snitch.
So don't nobody got
that. They ain't gonna see this either.
Yo ass, stay on it.
I said something wrong.
Bro, my nigga gonna slide about 2 or 3 times on the show,
man.
Bro.
Come on, man.
I like just, that.
He ain't even saying. Do the fire one yet.
It's been y'all today. Bro, You that nigga that
I
that
think, pimp. No, this been pimp show today.
You that nigga that got down the pimp told me about. You all got that one nigga that gonna be a spark, the unknown spark.
The unknown spark.
You always got them shade tree mechanics. But y'all got that one motherfucker with the cigarette in the mouth that actually know what the fuck he talking about, right? Yeah. Nigga, Pimp tell you some crazy shit, bro, when you got there. What you call it, bro?
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I want to hate it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's actually okay, pretty good. In a room full of shade tree mechanics, you all got that one motherfucker that actually know what the fuck he doing.
That's real, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you just pray you get the right one.
Like, the one.
You got to look around.
You don't look right.
The one that always going to the female fixing on their car, don't go to that nigga. No, that nigga, that just want to see some cheeks, and he ain't fixing your car right for shit.
Are baby, any baby, of them though?
Baby just need a damn oil change. Now your carburetor fucked up, baby girl.
Are any of them?
How much you gonna pay me? How much you think it's worth? How much is it worth? What the heck?
I can give you my fucking dick. How you gonna do
my? You need me to do your oil? Yeah, I need you to do.
And they got a toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah, I need you to change my oil. How much you gonna charge me? How much you think it's worth?
Hey, bro. Nigga. Like, hey, look here, man. The pimps make you realize, nigga, you can sell anything, bro. Okay? I seen a pimp with a bitch in a wheelchair. Bitch was making money, nigga. Mm-hmm. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm.
Pimping, hold on, say that again.
I seen a pimp. I ain't gonna say it. I seen a pimp with a bitch in a wheelchair getting to the money.
That mouth still work.
And you know what that nigga
she
said?
Was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I seen the other way around too. I seen a pimp in a wheelchair.
Oh, pimp can easily be in a
nigga,
wheelchair.
Bro, right, nigga, let me tell you something. A pimp is a universal job. Anybody can get it long as your pimp hand strong and your mouth game is not wrong. You understand me?
Say that shit again.
Long as your pimp hand strong and your mouth game is not wrong. That means your mouth gonna always say something to get these bitches to do what you motherfucking want. You ain't all gotta put your pimp hand down, but goddammit, you can let that bitch be shown.
Yeah. I mean,
Booker T.
The pimp
like
T. Or the pimp gavel.
That was fire.
The Booker T. Five times. I'm going to slap you five times. Five times.
But look, though.
Does this, it shake with you?
But look, dude, the thing, though, brother, the pimp that had the bitch in the wheelchair, bro, I was like, so how is this possible? He said, look here, young blood. The mouth always worked. He said, the legs, she ain't got none. But it's just straight pussy. So it's just straight money. Say the motherfucker, throw that bitch ass with you away. And guess what? That was his top money maker. Mm. Fuck out of here, bro.
These niggas are out of
control. Fuck out of here, bro.
Breaking in the handicap.
Shit, she was already broken. Stop. Like, what do you got to lose at this point?
Sound like Donald Trump. What do you got to lose?
You know
people?
What I'm saying? Like,
what do you have to lose?
That's
pretty
good.
See, hey, my boy Tony with you. Yeah, what up, bro?
What's going on?
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, like, bro, you like, they just straight pussy, young blood. You can't do nothing about that. He said, that's better than the bitch with legs. I said, how? He said, ain't nothing in the way.
Oh! And how much did you pay?
Discount,
right?
I'm just getting the game. I was thinking about getting the bitch in the wheelchair for a minute.
But then I was like,
I got to get the van. Then I got to get a ramp. Oh, he had the works for this bitch.
He started thinking about it.
Oh, God, he had the works for this bitch. Bro, he had the work. He had the work for this bitch. Okay? Do you understand me?
I had to get the ramp in the bus.
Bro, this man
you
had
start
to.
Thinking about him?
Bro, that man had to work for this bitch. You understand? Okay, if I get a goddamn bitch in a wheelchair, I'm gonna go all out. I'm gonna get the van where she can go put that thing on there.
Yo, that's fucked up.
Man, fuck that.
People was looking around like,
fuck that.
Goddamn, ain't no bushes. No ramp and no bushes. Shit.
Man, see, this nigga is stupid. If I was thinking like a trick, I was like, she already at dick height. You ain't gotta go nowhere.
Well, just saying.
Wheelchair money.
We get the wheelchair money.
Hey.
We get the wheelchair money.
I never looked at a chick in a wheelchair the same ever again.
I bet.
Now look, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna end this shit. Alright. So look, it was that one chick, bro. I was in Texas. It was a chick in a wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? I was just, like, she was looking at a nigga, I was like, nah, bro, like, nah. I can't even cross them lines. So come to find out, she was a jump off. In a wheelchair, bro. They said, boy, she will suck the soul out you. I said, boy, I don't. He was like, but bro, that's all pussy right there. Ain't no legs in the way. I said, bro, y'all ain't shit, boy. Healthcare and benefits.
Yeah,
That was fire.
Bar, hey,
that was fire. You, hey,
bar heavy.
That was a bar.
That's what I was thinking about after y'all talked y'all shit. I was thinking about
it. Already
I was, nigga, I, hey, I was like, hey, she already get the handicap shit. You got the sticker. You can park where you want to. You get the benefits. You know what I'm saying? See, fuck that. Nigga, when you doing that shit, you think about money, nigga.
I mean,
I was thinking about the investment.
This is an undeniable argument, actually.
I was thinking about the investment and would it make back more?
Would it?
Than what the fuck I would have watched the car. I don't think it would have. Because I would have went and got the van for that ass.
With that health care, boy?
You know what? You might have been right. I might have missed out on something.
Hey, yeah, that's tax credit. For gas, but you wouldn't have to pay for gas. It's credit.
True.
You get tax for the gas and drive this bitch around.
see, that's another thing. I'm finna start bringing some of these pimp stories to y'all, man. But like, yeah,
pimp
man,
stories.
Like, yeah, that was just a couple of them. And the sad part, all that shit was true. It's so sad. But hey, when you got that about that money, man, hey. Ain't nothing gonna stop you, apparently. That was another thing. I was like, damn, she is motivated to get that motherfucking money. But she can really do it on her own. God damn it.
That's another story.
You need some kind of assistance.
Hey. I ain't gonna say nothing more on that, man. Hey man, thank y'all for tuning in to Pill Talk, man. Y'all know how we do at the end, man. We all gonna talk some shit, we gonna make you laugh, or we just gonna say some nigga shit. I think I just said the nigga shit, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
oh my god, that was almost like grandma's. Yeah. My grandma felt like walking. What? She walked to Atlanta. What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Did she have a goal? In
like, was there a mission?
And thank God.
What was the intended goal?
And she probably walked past a motherfucker with a wheelchair. Like,
That was fire right there. That was fire right there.
I don't condone.
What's your purpose of being out here, young? Never mind. I got goals.
Nah, it started something. Not when everybody watched this podcast, they're gonna be thinking about going to get a bitch in a wheelchair. Not even the seller, but probably try out. Hey, Shawty, what's your name?
Hey, I'm all right with that. That mean y'all learned something today.
Hey, man, look here.
That's motivation right there.
I'm gonna say this,
it's not the best motivation.
I'm gonna say this right here.
I'm gonna say this right here.
When the pimp was telling me that shit, I was like, damn, I wonder what some handicapped head to be like. Nope, can't do it.
Is it different because she in a wheelchair?
Hey man, look here. That's all mouth. It's all mouth.
You gotta think that's a strong grip, don't you? She be.
You know what I'm saying, like, bro, like, yeah. She gonna get that thing up out of there.
She be pushing that rubber now.
She got the
superhead hands. Oh man, superhead hands. Yeah. Hey man, hey, he said that head bringing that money, boy. He said some of them niggas be hitting that thing. I was like, he said, you know they gonna hit her when they got that leader wheelchair on the side of the road.
Probably knock her ass over off the wheelchair and run off with the bag.
That's an easy man,
bro,
right?
You know the fucked up part. He was saying this shit with a straight face, bro. He was saying this shit with a straight face. Look, that's how you know she's gonna fuck, because they love the wheelchair right there.
After this, I'm just gonna put this clamp down and park the fuck out of that shit and run. What the fuck is she gonna do if he run?
Is she gonna roll out the car and go the fuck off?
You remember the scene for the Boys in the Hood when all the niggas jumped in the car and the nigga in the wheelchair ran to the car too? Like, nigga, you in the wheel? How you gonna get in the car?
That nigga rolled all the line like that. That nigga moving though.
Everybody drove to the scene and he rolled up in a wheelchair, but that nigga was fast as fuck, boy.
I'm trying nothing like that.
Yeah, dope. What she hit you for?
Fuck that. You know the fuck
that nigga gonna run, and she go.
He said,
she
what?
This is all factual.
What can she do?
This is all factual. This is all factual.
She can't catch you.
Boy, that motherfucker gotta have her.
She can't catch you.
But now, see what it was. He had a little watch on her that had a little device in it.
Uh-huh.
And if she stayed goddamn gone too long, then you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's away from the wheelchair too long. I'm done. I'm done talking about it.
Like a goddamn lost tiger.
Nah, bro. Sometimes I just go back.
From an escape zoom.
Sometimes I just go back and
run circles around the wheelchair. Like, oh, can't catch me, bitch. I got you $5.
Sometimes I just go back into some of them stores, bro. That shit, the wheelchair was one of the top ones. The wheelchair was one of the top.
You can really be
though.
Disrespectful to a prostitute in a wheelchair. Bro.
You can
really be disrespectful.
But he treated her with kindness.
Yeah, but the trick ain't got to. Okay.
Oh, nah, he ain't.
Yeah.
That bitch had one trick come around spending like $500 there at night, but I think he was hitting it and getting it licked. I was like, boy, that nigga tearing that little handicapped ass up, boy. Like you just move it around how you want it. Right?
Put a brick in front of the back wheels. She can't. What she gonna do?
With the legs.
Walk back real slow. Like
that's the thing. She ain't have both her legs. So you know what I'm saying. Like that's why I said, nigga, it's straight pussy. It's no nothing right there. Like it's just mouth and straight pussy. Nah, bro, nigga.
Just jaws.
No.
Roller jaws.
Ain't nothing but lips. Top lips and bottom lips.
Roller jaws. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't even fully like wrap around you like that. So yeah,
come here.
You just flip it around how you want it. That's literally one you can have it on. You can have
y'all
it on.
Got shit.
Look, that's literally one you can have on your thing and just spin her around. You know what I'm saying?
I thought she was like chick with the flexible no, chick on IG. So she no. ain't even had on.
Boy, that chick on IG is a goddamn devil.
A misfit?
Oh my God. God,
I don't know what the name is.
She is a devil. You talking about that Rachel?
Rachel, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, she is a goddamn devil. She will watch that thing go in.
I thought you meant it was something like that.
No, boy. No, she's handicapped, nigga. When you handicapped, nigga, I'm talking about like she ain't have no legs, nigga. Out there getting to the money with the nubs. She ain't have one leg. She ain't have both of them, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Do you get what I'm saying now? Why you think I say it's all pussy? Like, nigga, ain't nothing in the way right there, nigga.
I just thought maybe like her legs didn't
nigga, like, yeah, you ain't got to check. You ain't even got to tell her to switch around. You just got that flipper. You know what I'm saying? Just think about that. Hey, man.
We should have got away from this.
Fuck that.
I hope y'all tuned out early.
Nah, fuck that.
I actually say that for once.
Niggas be wanting to hear this shit, goddammit. I'm going to tell it from now on, goddammit. I ain't give y'all the raw uncut version of the shit, but yeah. It gets worse.
Dollar ended.
No. No. I'm talking about like
this. This ain't pimp talk.
I'm talking about the pimp game. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my.
I ain't talking about that story. That story right there kind of funny as fuck. It's funny as fuck. But we leave out with them final words. Dalon, do you have anything for the people?
Man,
we ain't going to say nothing for the kids no more. Man, that shit did went left last time.
Ain't had nothing for the kids.
Yeah, nothing for the kids.
Shout out to the kids. I want to touch on what we was talking about earlier with the BBL chicks that's doing that stuff. And I actually saw this on the Joe Budden podcast where the co-host actually says something about if you are 100% okay with yourself, do you allow room for growth?
He said this?
Mm-hmm. Not Joe Budden, but the co-host-ish.
Okay, co-host.
Yeah, he said. You know, because people, I'm good, and you really don't allow room to get better at any point in your life, like mentally, in your job force. I'm good, this is me, this is it, you think you perfect. I don't know who we could use for example. We could use a millionaire. We could use anybody here for whatever reason who think that you are just 100 and you so happy with yourself that you don't allow room for growth. People that get these BBLs, are they really satisfied with themselves when they say, I'm doing it for me? I don't think so. So who you lying to? Stop lying. Stop lying to yourself. And I would say just get away from this fake image of what we claim to be real.
True.
Don't tell me to accept you for who you are when you can't even accept you for who you are.
Self love for love, bitch.
Something like that. I'm done.
That was a good one, Dalon. That was a good one, goddamn it. So all y'all niggas like hard acts of following shit now? What you got for me?
Nah, I ain't got nothing. Mine is simple.
Oh, shit.
Mine is simple.
It's gonna be fire like last week.
We must turn to each other, not turn on each other. Jesse Jackson.
Ha!
He'll never get no flowers. That's a good quote, though.
I mean,
just know he ain't shit. That was a good quote, though.
Just a nod, you know, just a little nod for that guy.
That was
up. I'm kind of mind depending on who's turning me on. Oh, turn on. Oh, that one.
He took it as a double. Yeah,
that nigga still thinking about coffee and shit.
Yeah.
Shoot. Regina Hall.
Damn. You wouldn't want to turn on Regina Hall?
Nah, I'm trying to eat that thing.
Yeah, that means you got to turn on. That's turn. That's turning her on.
Once that tongue touched that click,
she turned on. She's turned on.
Nah, I'm trying
to be turned on before.
Nah, I'm trying to make her cream.
So you don't want to turn on.
She already Niagara falling. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make her cream. Okay. Fuck all that wet shit. I'm trying to make that ocean come, nigga. Hey, I'm all the way with it. I don't give a shit.
He's a nose diver.
Give me it, bro. Hey,
ain't nothing wrong with nose
diving. It's not. It's not. Look, not at all.
Hey, look. I don't know how to swim, but I dive in that motherfucker.
That was fire.
I don't know how to swim. You know I said I don't move quick too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how to swim, but I'm going to dive off in that peak. Oh, that was him. That was him big. Yeah.
No, that's moving.
That's moving. Yeah. Good shit though.
Coming soon.
Even though it came from Jesse Jackson, that was some good shit right there, bro.
Yeah, good stuff. Fire, man.
Good stuff. It was. That was that. Goddamn, bro.
Even though he looked like a squeegee in the face.
Oh. Poop Jesse.
Like you got a hold of a sponge.
Like SpongeBob,
with hands cleaning them and shit, using them for what he actually is. Yeah,
he like SpongeBob when the nigga start drying out.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's it. Oh, Grandma SpongeBob.
Oh shit, man!
The oatmeal cookie looking sponge.
Oh,
stop! Stop!
Y'all gotta
his grandma didn't look like an oatmeal cookie. SpongeBob. Y'all gonna tell me that's a sponge?
I like oatmeal cookies.
That's a dirty ass sponge if that's a sponge.
Y'all ain't shit.
That was a never washed sponge. Yeah, it was. I was finna say something about that. Yeah.
Hold on.
Look at Jesse. He looked like he about to lie.
I do not agree with this shit that y'all niggas are saying.
You just had to pull a picture.
That wasn't Dick Gregory said that. Nigga, you were right there next to King when he got shot. Yeah, like, no, the fuck I wasn't.
Oh, he went in. Yeah, Dick Gregory went in on that nigga.
He had to fight with everybody in his family.
Why that nigga like a Star Wars character, bro?
I think he is.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jesse the Hutt.
Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, nigga.
You ain't gonna never get no flowers.
No, nah, not from Pimpin.
That was fire.
That was good. That was a good ass quote though, man. Y'all know what it is, Pimpin Slam. The reason most people fail is because they give up on what they want most for what they want now. You know what I'm saying? You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore to decide to try to be happy. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Everybody's stuck in a time where they're not patient anymore. Everybody want to rush. It's just like everybody, with the female, they want to go from single to engaged. And nobody want to try to learn nobody no more. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't nothing the same no more. Hell, R&B, none of that. Like they used to take their time back in R&B and try to take their time to make love to them. Now just give them some perks. Let's fuck. Let's drink. Let's fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people, we need to take our time with the living, man, because you don't want to waste your mind. You don't major in minor things. You know what I'm saying? You can spend your time majoring in the wrong thing, and you don't never go nowhere. You're going to miss out on millions chasing pennies. Mm. Y'all keep that in mind. That was the words of Larry Jordan right there, man.
Mm.
Good job, Larry. Hey, man, this is Pimp Slim. Y'all know y'all can reach me on all platforms. Pimp Slim, PimpSlim. Shit, the Cash App is the same thing, goddamn. $ PimpSlim. Y'all want to reach out to me? Talk to Pimpin'. Talk to the number 2, Pimpin' at gmail.com. And you know, y'all can reach me on all them platforms. I'm on all of them. You know, I got my boy Young B the Truth. Go on, tell them where they can reach you at, homie.
YUNGBDA Truth everywhere.
Big bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
He said so fast it don't even sound like he's spelling the whole thing, right? Y-U-G-B-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N-G-A-D-N- Did this nigga just rap his name?
Auctioneer voice.
Raggy? Oh, hey, man, y'all make sure y'all go reach out to my boy Young Be The Truth. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got them musics together, and we got them solos. You know what I'm saying?
There's more coming. Yeah. I know y'all waiting. There's more coming.
Yeah, a whole lot more.
Y'all some outstanding artists, boys.
Thank you.
Appreciate
y'all
it.
Y'all are some outstanding
artists.
We would have did some music on here for this episode, but, you know, we just came in, like, freeballing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this wasn't no organized shit. We just came in doing what we do, man. We love to do this for y'all. So we thank y'all for tuning in to Pimp Talk. As always, you know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
Y'all for real, for
you know, you got your boy Young Pimp and Slim. Yeah. I got my dog out there, Young Be The Truth. Hey, man, shout out to Rap Analytics. Y'all niggas the reason why a nigga here. Yes. Shout out to the goddamn women in the mic. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all to fucking death, even though y'all tried to get me drunk as shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Mary View. You know what I'm saying? The leg. They be freeballing. Come on.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
League of Extraordinary
Gentlemen.
Leg. I like that title.
The leg. Like drop them balls on them, B.I.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Pimp Talk. Y'all know how the fuck we do, man. But this is some shit that we always talk about, which is sad. It's fucked up. But yeah, this is how we talk. All right, man. Hey, it's Pimp Slim, man. And as usual, we're not here to goddamn spread negativity. We are here to talk shit, make you laugh, and inspire. Y'all have a great day, man. Inspire dreams can never be extinguished long as you remain fire. And I mean, I hope this inspiration will move. Inspiration for me and inspiration for you.